KX93.5. Hello, we are here with the band Slow Felix in studio. They've got a show this weekend we're going to chat about. They've got some new stuff we're going to chat about, but first we're going to hear them play live. So we've got Rob, Greg, Brett, and Dave from the band Slow Felix, who are local, by the way, and are going to play live for us in studio now, whenever you guys are ready. Take it away.
Without the clutter, find a space that's all your own. Every child and every mother, kill the tube and lose the phone. I think it's time for the understanding to get naked in this world. Lose the clothes that bind you. You're apocalypse on. Don't you wait for them to save you. This ain't about nobody else. You had the power right from the start now. It's time to find and lose yourself. I think it's time for the understanding to get naked in this world. Lose the clothes that bind you. You're a apocalypse on. Set it free. I think it's time for the understanding. We're getting naked in this world. Lose the clothes that bind you. You're a pack of lips on.
Yeah, you guys, come on. The whole place just fell down. Slow Felix live in studio on KX93.5. And just grab those other mics, guys, and we'll say hello. So welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
That was killer. Howdy. Just good old-fashioned four-piece rock and roll music.
There you go.
Not a keyboard or space bar or a laptop in sight.
No synthesizer.
No. Dude, I'm really glad to see that, you guys. So cool. Welcome in. You guys are four adult gentlemen playing rock music, and I want to know how this band started. So who wants to talk about that?
All right. Well, we've known each other for a long time. Rob and Brett and I have been in a bunch of bands, and Greg was the guy that recorded us back when we were called Oscar, and we didn't know Greg played guitar, but...
Yeah, we recorded that down the canyon, too.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that was on the 133.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we were trying to think of a name, and, you know, every name sucks. We don't like anything. Is that clean? That's clean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's still okay. A clean word.
Okay.
Just don't push the boundary any more than that,
okay?
All right,
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah.
So Greg said, you know, like a odd couple thing. You know, we were Oscar, now let's be Felix. And I was kind of playing around with the word slow. I don't know why. We took the W off, and the rest is history.
Legendary word change, yeah, by the way. Yeah. That's awesome.
Tricky stuff.
Do you guys have day jobs too, or is this, are you full-time band?
Unfortunately, yes.
Day jobs.
Still, you still have day jobs, yes. Just for a little while longer.
For
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah, just a couple more months, Tyler.
Well, tell us what's new with the band. I know you've got a show this weekend and there's some new music, and so what's the latest?
We're continuing to write, and we've recorded 6 songs. We've completed 2 of the 6 and just playing out live and having fun with it.
Cool. And what's the show this weekend?
We're playing at the Carmen Bar in Laguna Niguel, and doors open at 8, show starts around 8:30, and Greg is also in another band called Random Parade. They're going to be starting the show, and then we're going on right after them.
And you guys are, I mean, I want to make sure the audience knows, truly a local band. I mean, 949 area code and all.
I think we're all 949.
South County. Oh, yeah.
Brett, is your 714?
Yes, but I live 949.
All right, okay, Brett's out. Brett is out of the band.
We're just been out of.
Looking for a bass player in the 949.
But I mean, we get proposed by a lot of bands who say they're local, but really they're from Silver Lake. And we always want to make sure that, like, our Orange County scene is local and it has its own identity separate from our northern neighbors. So I appreciate that you guys are from around here.
And we appreciate your support.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's really cool to be here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So also, Dave, I'm supposed to ask you, and thank you for this excellent preparation document, whoever did this, by the way. I'm supposed to ask you, Dave, why do you play drums standing up?
You know, it's just you get bored, really. I watched a lot of drummers standing up. I just thought that was so cool, like Slim Jim Phantom in Stray Cats. The dude in a band called Kinky in Mexico is really cool. Jellyfish, if you've ever seen them, those guys all stand up. But they're not like rock bands, so I've never really seen a rock drummer stand up.
Right.
So I just want to challenge myself. And when I first did it, I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, it's so hard, and my leg is shaking. I just want to sit down, but I couldn't tell the guys. But it gets easier. Right. So, you know, it kind of put me out of my comfort zone.
And, yeah.
You know, Rob playing electric guitar is out of his comfort zone. Greg's a lead singer of a band. Now he's the lead guitarist. Brett, we didn't really change anything because he's 714 guy. So he's cool. So yeah, it's just fun. I think it's fun to be at the front of the stage, and it just, you know, drummers are always in the back.
Right. It makes the drummer like something to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of a narcissist, so that works.
Well, it works for you very well.
Yes. Yeah.
You must like the movie Whiplash.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I've seen it like 100 times. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's pretty rad. It is definitely interesting and different. And we put the whole drum kit in here, which we very rarely do. So
yeah, I kept saying, they don't want my whole drum kit. They want like a cajon or something.
Which we have.
And Rob's like, no, bring the whole thing. I'm like, okay, but I got my cajon in my car because I was all scared.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Well, we did shoot that first song, which is called The Understanding, on Facebook Live. So if you want to see the standing up drums, or if you want to see Rob's mutton chops, which those are mutton chops, right?
I guess that's what
you call them. If you want to see those, it's live on Facebook, facebook.com/KX93.5. Why don't you guys do another song for us? What's the next one you're going to do?
Next one's called Pause.
Right on. This is Slow Felix live in studio on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready. Disappear.
searching, looking for the reason. So I pause and then I find respect for you, for her, for him, for life, for everything, for everything. You were here, tying my head, and then you disappeared. You were here, tying my head, and then you disappeared. You were here, tying my head. Disappeared.
Yeah, you guys. Awesome. Slow Felix live in studio on KX93.5. What a treat for me to have a front row to this. This is really cool, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again. So who wants to tell us what that song was about? Called Pause, right?
Yeah, that song's called Pause. I wrote that one a while back. I think that was probably one of the first ones I brought to the band when we first started playing together. And anyhow, I was driving down the street and I came upon an accident, and it was a mess. It was just a big graphic, you know, horrific scene. And when you see something like that real time, as opposed to like on the movie screen or on the TV, it can kind of have an impact on you, and it had a pretty big impact on me. So I just was in a funk, and it just, you know, I was kind of stopped and paused, yeah, reflected on it. And I just came to the realization it's all about, you know, how fragile life is, and you know, from one minute to the next, you can be here, you can't, and just to go after it, live life to the fullest, and more than anything, have a respect and an appreciation for life.
Yeah, very well said, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you guys have a whole bunch of stuff written, and you're trying to figure out like what to record,
yes,
at this stage?
Well, we've done, as I mentioned earlier, we've done the six,
yeah,
and we've got about 30 songs total. Dave, is that right?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. 30 songs.
Hi, Dave.
I didn't think I was in this segment.
So it's just a bit, you know, we're trying to, with the time that we have that we can dedicate to, you know, the music, we try to pick the ones that,
yeah,
rise to the surface and,
right,
go after those.
So, I mean, I imagine you guys have been playing music your whole lives, right? And in various bands and various projects. Is there a reason why you feel like this one might stick or this might be the one?
Well, first of all, you got to find people that you can stand to be around. You know, that's
hopefully all I'll be around.
Yeah, 949ers.
Which is why this isn't going to work.
This isn't going to work.
Yeah,
I think I'm,
yeah,
still on a trial basis.
No, this is my advice to all the young musicians is like, if you don't like playing with someone, get out.
Yeah.
You know, don't waste your time.
Yep. Right.
And just find friends, even if they're not great players. You know, they could be like the Sex Pistols and be great players later. Or maybe never great players, but fun.
What's Dave trying to say about you guys right now? I'm not sure.
Well, Rob's just starting to play guitar. No, he's actually really good. But back in the day, you know, it used to just be about like, oh, that guy's really good, so I want to be in his band. And you're like, God, I can't stand being on stage with him.
Yeah.
I just got to get out of here.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more fun to be with people you like.
Cool. So that's the key. Fun.
That's the key. Fun.
Right. Have, yeah, fun, and the rest will come.
Because a lot of times you're not going to make any money or people aren't going to show up. But if you're with your buddies having fun, it always works.
Yeah.
So what are the immediate and then like the future goals for the band?
well, we're just going to get out and play. We like to play live. That's what we love to do. Studio's fun, but we love to play live. And we'd love to get into like festivals and stuff like that, you know, travel a little bit. If we could see the world and play, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Rob? Yeah, I think playing out live more than anything. And you know, we've been in bands where, you know, you're trying to do the whole get signed thing, and you know, I think when you do that and you're trying to write a hit, it just goes against you. Just write what you love to write and have fun with it, and everything will follow.
Yeah. Who do people tell you guys sound like? You probably hate being asked, but it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't quite.
That's so funny you say that. No, we feel like, hey, we sound like Radiohead or the Pixies or something, and then people are like, you sound like a surf rock band. So I don't
know.
Just
undefinable. Pixies is a good one though. Definitely.
Pixies. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Take that any day
for sure.
I mean, I was a big fan of the Clash and you know a lot of California rock like the Chili Peppers and Social D.
Yeah.
Rob's you know had a lot of American rock in his background. Greg's very eclectic. Brett's like me. He's all over the place. So you know you pull these different influences and like Rob said. Just do what you do, you know,
right. And
see what happens. And if people like it, cool. And don't try to be something you're not. You just chase your tail. Yeah.
Well, I kind of joked about it a little bit earlier, but I do think it's more important than ever that we have just like four-piece rock bands in the mix playing shows where everything's become so electronic driven. And half the bands that come in here, I mean, I don't even have an instrument. I don't even know how it works. They just plug something in and press a few buttons
iPads.
And they're making music. And so like to see a few guys with guitars and a bass guitar and even a stand-up drummer, you know, it's really rad and necessary right now. Yeah, so yeah. I commend you guys.
Something a little more organic.
Man. Yeah. I commend you guys for playing normal rock music. Yeah.
What an idea.
Right on. Well, so did we decide, are we going to play one more live or you want me to play the recorded
song?
Yeah,
we'll do one more live. This is called Holy Water. This goes out to my boys.
Right on. Slow Felix live in studio on KX93.5.
Oceans before, got a glimpse of you on the shore. Holy water, close my eyes, let myself go. Want to get high, you got to get low. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Slow Felix live in studio on KX93.5. What a pleasure, you guys. So much fun to have you guys today.
Thank you.
I'm glad you decided on the last one live, dude. Good call.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Thank you.
That one shows him off, doesn't it? I mean, you can sing, Rob.
Thank you so much.
That one shows you off for sure. So last thing, guys, I know you've got the one more time. The show this weekend, Saturday.
Carmen Bar.
Carmen Bar.
Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel. Yep. What time you go on, do you know?
About 8:30.
Cool. And where do you want people to go to find more about you and your music?
We're on Instagram and Facebook, mostly, and that's how we get our word out.
Cool.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you very much again.
Thanks again really for having us.
Thanks, cool.
Cheers. Slow Felix on KX93.5.
I don't know why I think so.